www.thebeatmedia.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email at asaandrew.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go with Bill. Hi, Bill. Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's going on? How can I help?
I got a lot of stomach problems for years. It's unbearable. And I've got a digestive disease doctor that he found a hiatal hernia, but no ulcers or no nothing like that. But it's gotten to where I can't eat anything because I got so much gas. I can't, when I lay down, I got to burp it all out. When I get up in the morning, I got it all day, just burp, burp, burp. And it's, I was wondering if there's something else we could look for, or they said there's no stomach diseases. So is there something natural I could eat or drink that would help?
Let me get this right. You had everything checked out, and they said everything's clear. They don't know why you feel that way. Is that right?
Right. We're going to have to keep going with some tests. They haven't done an actual, like, stool test or nothing like that. They checked the blood, and they said they can check the stomach diseases, digestive diseases with blood.
Mm.
But I don't know if they can check them all like that.
Yeah.
But so far, we haven't had no success. I actually just fired my doctor of 12 years.
You fired him?
I fired her, and I'm
her.
Not the digestive disease doctor, my primary doctor, and I'm starting all over with new doctors, and because I'm just miserable, and for 12 years she's been dealing with me with this, and we've gotten nowhere. I just now ate a salad. I'll be miserable for 2 days, but I need to eat some vegetables because I'm not able to get my energy and my health up to where it needs to be because I'm limited now to what I can eat that don't affect me.
So everything you eat for the most part makes you gassy and bloated, right?
Yeah, or nauseous, and mostly gassy and bloated. Bloated, like my stomach will come out 2 or 3 inches half of the time. It'll bloat out that much.
You still have your gallbladder?
Yes.
Have they checked it?
Yes, sir. They checked it. Did an ultrasound on it and stuff, and it's fine. And that was one of the first things we checked. But
okay. Do me a favor. Give me a quick normal day in the life of Bill, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I just want to see what you eat on a typical day.
Okay. In the mornings, I can eat a couple of pieces of toast and some scrambled eggs. It'll give me a little bit of gas, but not a lot. You know, but I got, or I'll have some kind of fiber cereal like Raisin Bran or Mini Wheats or something. Lunch is kind of up in the air. Usually I'll have the Quaker Oats.
Sure.
Bars. I'll have a couple of those. And then dinner will be either, you know, some chicken and some beans or a steak and a salad, something like that. Not a heavy dinner, but a good dinner.
Okay. Now, gluten is a real challenge because there's a lot of people that can get deathly sick because of it, and they're diagnosed with what's called celiac disease. And these people that have celiac disease have such a sensitivity to gluten that it makes them almost deathly ill. But the majority of Americans actually have what's called a gluten sensitivity, which is where their bodies can, you can eat gluten, but you're going to pay a little bit of a price, whether it's fatigue, joint pain, energy levels really go down. You've got digestive issues, irritable bowel, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis are all affected by gluten. And so one of the first things that we always do when we're looking down the pipeline with these kind of things is to look at removing gluten from the diet. It's something you could easily do. And it's basically just cutting out all the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers from your diet. So, for example, for breakfast, if you ate eggs, you would just simply eat eggs and maybe a bowl of fresh berries or something like that. Get some good type of fruit or vegetable, but you stay away from the grains. And then also you want to be careful because oatmeal, unfortunately, it's not technically a gluten-based food. But where they manufacture all of the flour-based products, they manufacture oatmeal too. So what happens is the gluten powder from the different wheat products and whatnot, they kind of float through the air and they end up in the bins with the oatmeal. So it has gluten in it, so it will affect you the same way. And that's why eating those oatmeal bars, and of course the oatmeal bars have sugar in them and whatnot. So you want to be really careful with that as well. But yeah, I mean, that's one thing when you have unexplained digestive issues. And you're thinking, everything I eat makes me bloated. First thing you want to do is eliminate the top two food sensitivity type products that we eat in our American diet on a regular basis. One being gluten, the second being cow's milk, dairy. And so cutting out the cheese, the yogurt, all the cow's based food or the cow's based dairy, you want to cut out for a period of about 7.5 to 8 weeks. The reason I say that is because that with the gluten-based foods, it takes 7.5 weeks to clear it out of your system. And even once you clear it out for, say, 3 or 4 weeks, there still can be some residual in there that can be affecting the digestive tract. And normally, when lettuce wouldn't make you bloated, if you've been eating gluten all the time and created such a sensitivity and inflammatory response in the gut, in the digestive tract, it's going to get to the point where not just gluten-based foods are going to irritate your digestive tract, but it's going to cause other foods not to be able to digest and absorb as well as they should. And so eliminating that would be one of the first things you want to look into. And if you're working with your gastrointestinal, your GI docs, and you're finding a new primary care doc, they'll probably work with you on that. And say, hey, I'm looking into some new dietary things. No physician is going to argue that. If you're looking at healthier options for eating, I mean, that's a home run right there. The other is to look into probiotics. Probiotics are the kind of the opposite of antibiotics. We've taken antibiotics for so long, and antibiotics are what they are. They remove bacteria from the digestive tract. They just clear it all out. And that's important when you're dealing with an infection of some kind. But we need good, healthy bacteria in our diet every single day. And because we've taken antibiotics for so long, replenishing the good bacteria in our digestive tract is important for proper digestion. So when you get a lot of gas and bloating, not only are you probably not breaking your food down or had sensitivities to certain foods, but you probably don't have the right bacterial flora in there to help break down your food. So looking into probiotics and digestive enzymes to take with your meals could just really make a big difference in the overall digestive equation for you. But I definitely wouldn't give up on it for sure. And I know it's frustrating, but the conversation we're having right now is taking you down the right path. These are the kind of clues to look for when you're looking from more of a natural perspective, continuing to work with the team you're working with. But if you'll look in my book, Empowering Your Health, you might find some secrets and some keys that we're talking about that could be a great benefit to you. So hydrochloric acid, betaine HCl, or apple cider vinegar can also be helpful in breaking down the excess proteins that could be causing you to have that bloating effect, which is just really uncomfortable. I know where you are. I've seen too many people, talk with too many people, work with too many people that have dealt with the kind of situation that you're dealing with. So don't give up, but look into some of the clues and continue working with your docs on this. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria that almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out at asaandrew.com. You can also sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and it's the health prescription. You'll find that at asaandrew.com as well. Let's go to Marilyn. Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the show, darling.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, hon. How can I
help? I have an 84-year-old mother-in-law who has constant high blood pressure. She is on four medications right now. One is clonidine, one is hydrochlorite, one is metrolol. I can't pronounce it. Metoprolol.
It's called metoprolol.
Okay. And the other one is quinapril.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors have tried everything with her. They say they do not know what is causing her blood pressure to be constantly high.
Are her kidneys okay?
Pardon?
Are her kidneys okay?
Yes, yes.
They are, okay.
Kidneys are fine, and the low number on the blood pressure is always okay. It's just the top number is, you know, just is constantly high enough that it scares her, you know, that she's just going to die.
Yeah, I understand. So with all the medication, is it keeping it low or is it still high?
It's still high. Hmm. That's the thing. And the last resort they told her was to take more of the clonidine. But even at that, she still cannot keep it level. I mean, it just is every day. This is an everyday thing.
Is she overweight?
Probably some.
Like, what's her height and weight?
She has, like, osteoporosis and circulation, you know, issues also.
What is her age?
Her age is 84.
84. What's her height and weight, would you say?
I would say maybe 5'3" or 5'4". Weight, I'm not very good at that. Probably maybe 170.
Yeah, she's overweight. That's too much for that height.
Uh-huh. Well,
can she exercise?
Any exercise, hardly at all.
She can't because of the blood pressure, or she can't because...
Well, it's just her, the other things that are, like, she has had several cracked vertebrae in her back because of the osteoporosis, so she's afraid to do things because she's had so many of those cemented back together.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Well, let me help you come up with a couple of things for a game plan. One is the first thing she might want to consider is, I mean, if this was my mother, this is what I would have her doing. Okay, so let's talk like that, because I can empathize with you in so many ways. I've seen that even with some folks in my family at one point. Mini trampoline, it's called rebounding. It's one of the best exercises. It's weight-bearing, but it's not. And so for somebody that's had, you know, back issues or hip issues or, you know, aches and pains and osteoporosis, osteopenia, it's really good because even though you're weight-bearing, you're on that mini trampoline, so you never actually touch the ground. It's kind of soft, but yet it's weight-bearing to the body. And so jumping up and down a mini trampoline, not real high, but just a slight bounce that comes with videos. I would go to urbanrebounder.com. That's urbanrebounder.com. They're about maybe $100, and they last for a long time, and they've got a little stabilization bar. She doesn't have to worry about her falling. She can hold on to it, and it's great because you can put it in the living room right in front of the TV. Studies have shown in Harvard that lowering blood pressure naturally just by jumping 5 minutes a day, working your way up to 20 minutes a day, and it's incredible cardiovascular exercise. It'll cause her, obviously, to burn calories and to help with her overall metabolism, increase her energy levels. It's all the way around a great tool. So it's something you want to look into. The other thing is, because exercise for her is going to be important, the other thing that she can look into, certain amino acids, L-arginine, L-citrulline, green tea has actually been shown to do some really great things in this area. NADH, a version of niacin, it's an activated version of niacin, can work very well. So there's several cofactors that she can look into as far as supplementation goes. Her diet is extremely important. So, I mean, I would have her look into,
I mean, I would look into the anti-inflammatory diet. I would. That's why I wrote it and wrote the book, Empowering Your Health, because that is a great tool to kind of reset the body and give the body what it needs. Because when you're 84, you've been eating a certain way for a long time, and it's hard to break those habits. But she's at a place right now where she's taking four different medications for her blood pressure, and it's not kicking in. I mean, that's why the physicians are kind of like scratching their head, thinking, this is kind of a big deal. Like, well, just take some more of clonidine. I mean, you know, let's just hope for the best. That's pretty much what they're telling you. So it's time for you to help her become proactive. And again, you know, write all these things down. If you're going to pursue some of these, let them know about it. You know, not just because of legal reasons or anything, but they need to know. See, because they're going to think it's the clonidine working. And they need to know everything that you're about to look into so everybody's on the same page so they can track it. Because what would be amazing is if she started implementing some radical lifestyle changes and increasing exercise, changing her diet and that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden things started regulating more. What if she lost 20 pounds? That'd be a good thing. So it's just about her changing, doing some things differently that normally she wouldn't do. If you do the things today that others won't do, you'll have the things tomorrow others won't have. It's true. So she starts changing some radical changes in her life right now. She'll have a radically different health in days to come. It's the way life is. If she keeps doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, that's the definition of insanity. Not that she is. But that's a little quote and a little saying, and it's true if you think about it. If we keep doing the same thing over and over again and we want a different result, it's just not going to happen. So those are some things to look into. She doesn't have to. I mean, blood pressure is one of those phenomena that really is frustrating. I think it's one of the health challenges that's out there that keeps physicians baffled. And it's true because you can have a skinny person and their blood pressure's through the roof and the medication can't manage it and everybody's scratching their head. That's why I was asking about the kidneys, because they can be an issue within blood pressure, too, many times. But, yeah, that's something to look into. Lifestyle, 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 lifestyle. Our choices matter so much with all of these health challenges, and no different with blood pressure. So the fact that she's overweight and the fact that she hasn't really changed her diet and the fact that she doesn't exercise is very promising, because if you look into adding those in, it could create some massive change. Thanks for the call.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Check out the show 24-7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. You know, car pollution can damage the brain, a new study says. It says being exposed to highway pollution can cause brain damage in mice, also with memory loss and Alzheimer's disease. U.S. researchers said Thursday that scientists recreated the airborne pollutants that come from the burning of fossil fuels and weathering of car parts and pavement, and exposed mice to the harsh air for 15 hours per week over 10 weeks. The tiny air particles were roughly 1,000th the width of human hair and too small for car filtration systems to trap, but exerted massive damage on the brains of the exposed mice, said the study. You can't see them, but they're inhaled, and they have an effect on the brain neurons that raises the possibility of long-term brain health consequences of freeway air, said the senior author Caleb Finch of the University of Southern California. The scientists found the exposure resulted in significant damage to neurons involved in learning and memory, and they detected signs of inflammation associated with premature aging and Alzheimer's disease. The study was published in the peer-reviewed journal of Environmental Health Perspectives, and more research is necessary to determine if the same effects could be seen in humans. Well, of course, this leads to the question, how do we protect urban dwellers from this type of toxicity? And that's a huge unknown, Finch said. And we do. We live in a toxic environment, especially if you live in a big city like L.A., Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta. you live in the big city and you're faced with a lot of these toxic pollutants. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. You can't, unfortunately, we want to be healthy and we want to avoid toxins and we want to make our bodies as healthy as possible. But we are limited by our environment just a little bit. And you know, depending on where you live, it really makes a big difference because our environment plays such a big role. And you can't avoid some of these toxins. I mean, the environment is what it is. The air quality is what it is. And so we have to do everything we can every single day to protect ourselves, to take antioxidants, to do oral chelating agents and drinking things that can be helpful for us, for like chlorella or chlorophyll and aloe vera juice, all of these kind of things that you can do every single day to naturally detoxify your body. Eating healthy, plenty of good healthy fats. You know, the fats, the good healthy fats will help naturally chelate the toxins out of the body. I mean, there's so many different things that we can do from a natural perspective to combat the environment. And our environment's a challenge, no doubt about it. It really is. However, there are a lot of things we do can do to kind of put our armor on every single day, and that's something we want to focus on. Remember, we get sick three different ways. Number one, nutritional deficiencies, and that happens over a period of time. We don't eat the right types of foods. We don't get the right kind of exercise. We don't make the right kind of lifestyle choices, and we just don't get the right stuff in our body, and it begins to break down over a period of time. So that's number one. Toxicity is number two. Now, that can be environmental toxins like we're talking about right now, or it can be emotional toxins. It can be stressors in life that we allow to come in and rob us of our health, our vitality, and our energy levels. And then there's the old adage of genetics, number three, which grandma and grandpa, they gave it to us. We can't do anything about it. It's the cards that you were dealt, as they say. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot you can do. If genetics are only a third of it, there's two-thirds that we can control for the most part. And so we need to jump in the game and do as much as we can to make a difference. 888-283-7072. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. If you haven't signed up with Facebook and Twitter and become a part of the social media world, jump in. You can go to asaandrew.com and all the links are there to jump on and become a fan or whatever you want to become. We'd love to have you a part of our world so we can keep you updated. And also the new email newsletter is at asaandrew.com now. It's launching out. So if you want to join in that, it's free, costs you nothing, but will empower you with all kinds of great information. But let's go to Annette, or Nanette now. Nanette, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there, darling. What's going on?
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Likewise.
I've got some digestion issues.
Okay.
It started about 15 years ago, and I've been to every doctor that I can think of, and I've even had my gallbladder removed because they said it was sluggish. But what happens while I'm eating, I get a feeling that it's my food is stuck. It won't go down and it won't come up. It just kind of sits there. And then I get the hiccups. And then I end up having to go to the bathroom because I'm more than likely going to be vomiting.
Hmm. Okay.
I've had the GI studies. And
there's no narrowing of your esophagus or anything like that? Everything's fine?
Yeah, they said everything checked out fine and looked fine, and the barium swallows and everything I've done, they can't find anything. And, of course, I don't go to the doctor when I'm having the problem. If I could be there for them to see it, then they could find something. But I just wondered if you had to what I might do.
It's okay. I mean, there's a lot going on with that. And it's been going on for how long?
Well, the first time it happened was 15 years ago.
Okay.
I know this because I had started a new job, and I related it to stress. But
mm-hmm. That's true.
And then I tried to narrow it down to certain foods I was eating, and it doesn't matter. It can be fried. It can be baked. It can be soup. It can be water. It can be tea. It can be green. It's just one bite or 15 bites. It doesn't matter. It's just different times. It's not something that you can pinpoint.
Do you get a lot of acid reflux?
Well, that's what they said I had, too. And then after I listen to you, I'm thinking, well, I don't know if I have acid reflux or not. So.
Well, and you might not be. You just might be where you don't produce enough hydrochloric acid in your digestive tract to be able to break down your food. And so when you eat, like a protein, which would be like chicken, fish, beef, eggs, something like that, then the body doesn't have really what it needs to break it down. So it does feel like it's just kind of sitting there. And, you know, a lot of people struggle with that. And so, I mean, there's several things you can do. I mean, there's natural things you can do when you're eating meals. There's what's called food combining. So you want to be real careful on what you eat. Like, don't eat typically a starch with a meat, for example. You got to be real particular. So for example, if somebody eat a hamburger, it's really hard for the body to process white flour at all anyway. I mean, I would throw that out no matter what, but to eat white flour with a burger is going to slow the digestive process down. It's going to be hard for the body to break it down, or harder, rather than if you ate just a beef patty, for example, and had some vegetables with it. The body would break that down a lot easier because it would have enzymes and whatnot from the vegetables to be able to help break that down, and it's just a lot easier. So food combining can be a real blessing in this kind of situation. In the anti-inflammatory diet that I talk about in my book, Empowering Your Health, that you can look into things like hydrochloric acid, betaine HCL. Health food store folks can help you with those. Those are little supplements that you can take with your meals to help break down proteins. So, I mean, those kind of things are pretty easy to check in with. And it's something that's very common. So what you're dealing with is not uncommon. It's actually very common. A lot of people struggle with it, where you eat and you feel like the food's just sitting there. And that's something that a lot of people struggle with. So something to look into as you're kind of in this journey. 15 years is a long time. And stress levels are a big one, too. Also, don't drink much with your meals at all. Don't drink water. Don't drink Coke. Don't drink sodas. Don't drink fruit juice. Don't drink much with your meal, because it does disrupt your natural body's ability of hydrochloric acid to break foods down. Food can putrefy. Proteins won't break down as well. And instead of digesting 80 or 90% of your food, you only digest maybe. So just be cautious in that. But those are a couple of things that can be helpful. Your diet is a key. It's, you know, like you said, fried food, baked food, doesn't matter. You still have an issue with it. When you've got digestive issues of any kind, it's time for you to get completely radical. I mean, you have to get to where you're going to eat perfect for a period of time. And when I say perfect in my book, I thought you kind of get a good sense of what that really means. And doesn't mean you have to be that way forever. But it means that when you've got digestive issues and your physicians that you've been to, no one can really help. The medications aren't helping. And all the tests are coming back clear. You've got to step back and go, well, I don't feel clear. And so you've got to start looking at your lifestyle habits, because the foods that you eat, water you drink, air you breathe, rest that you get, I mean, all these different choices that you can make every day. See, the doctors can't make those choices for you. You have to start making those choices for you and making the right decisions. And by doing that, you're going to be in a better place. So I would look into some of that and get with your docs on that and kind of come up with a good game plan. And I think you'll notice some difference. But it really does come down to what you eat. You've got to figure out if you've got enough hydrochloric acid or not, and then go from there. Okay, thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Let's go now to Dale. Hi, Dale.
What a great program you have.
Thank you, sir.
I wish you had a local station in my area that covered it. I'm all the way up in Cleveland, Ohio. Not Cleveland, Tennessee, but Cleveland, Ohio.
The other Cleveland. Yeah, we're working on Cleveland, Ohio right now. So keep posting. I'll tell you a great thing you can do is the talk station that you like up there, write the program director a letter or an email and suggest that they carry the show. That goes a long way.
Okay.
What is your question, Dale?
I suffered a fairly severe electrocution about 6 or 8 weeks ago. And it went through my arm, and my arm between my shoulder and elbow has a continuing pain in there, and I'm wondering if there's something I could or might do or should do about it.
So it happened about 8 weeks ago, and it just shocked you through that arm, and you're still getting little sensations down through the arm?
I think if it had gone through my body, I'd be dead.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's come out of this break, and we'll talk a little bit about having electric shock and what to do after that happens.
Oh. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out, asaandrew.com. Going to the break, talking with Dale. Dale got electrocuted, and then all of a sudden, that was about 8 weeks ago, and now he's having a little bit of aftermath. Go into your story a little bit again, Dale.
Yes, it was a fairly severe electrical. I call it an electrocution. It's more than a shock because I fooled around with the electronics since I was a kid, and I had plenty of shocks in my time. But this was fairly long duration. It seemed like minutes, but realistically, it was probably 10 or 20 seconds, which was a pretty long time. And it came back a second time. I thought I was going to die. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, it was went through my arm, but I have continuing pain between my elbow and my shoulder, mainly closer to the shoulder. And I was wondering if there was something that I might or could or should do.
Well, is it just hurting in your shoulder, or is it shooting down your arm?
Well, it doesn't shoot. It's more of a dull pain. It's mostly in my arm up to my shoulder, possibly could be in up to the joint. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. Did you talk with your doctors and kind of get their thoughts on it?
No, I didn't. I'm not one much, I'm in pretty good health and I rarely go to the doctor.
You just got electrocuted though.
Yes.
All right. This is one of those times. Let me just speak some wisdom to you. This is one of those times where you don't just want to shake it off. Okay.
Not like this, my arm was doing.
Yeah.
What was going
no, I'm just telling you. I mean, you got to go to your family doctor and potentially to a neurologist and let them look you over.
Oh, I might try to seek out a neurologist then.
I would start with a family doc first. You can't just walk over to a neurologist office. You got to go into your family doc first and kind of go the chain of command a little bit.
Well, I don't have one, so how do I go about going through that process?
Do you have I would find, this way I would do it. I'd find a good buddy of yours in town, ask around, say, who do they go to for primary care, and, you know, ask if they like them. Obviously, they're going to like them if they've been with them for like 10 years or something, and go in and see them and get established to have a primary care doctor. A primary care physician is kind of like a head coach, and everybody needs a head coach in their life for whatever game they're playing. And when it comes to our health, you just need one. You need one that you can go and bounce questions off of, and someone that you know knows you and knows your health inside and out. It's just, I mean, it's very important to have a good primary care doc and one that you trust. So that's what I would do, is I would find a primary care physician that you really like and go see them. But I would do this quickly. I wouldn't wait for another month. I would do this in the next week or so. And go in there and tell them what's going on. They're probably going to refer you at that point to a neurologist to get it a once-over. And they can do all their testing and whatnot on you and make sure that everything's clear and everything is okay. And that's the protocol that needs to happen. I mean, this is not a conversation where I need to tell you that, you know, certain vitamins and minerals are going to be helpful for that. This is where you need to get checked out, see what they say, get the report from the neurologist, then call me back if you want to call on the show or send me an email or whatever, and we can have a good conversation. Because that's what needs to happen first. You need to be checked out. You just do. And it's okay that you haven't gone. It's because guys are like, we're all like that. I mean, my gosh, I'm a typical guy's guy. I'm like that too. I can be stubborn and think I'm fine and everything else. Only the problem is that now I know better. And if you studied and researched and been in practice and all that kind of stuff like I have, you know what when you got to go in. And this is one of those times where you need to go and get it checked out. So do that. Keep me posted. But don't wait. I wouldn't wait longer than 1 week to get that whole process in motion. All right. Thanks for the call and thanks for being a great listener. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to Joe now. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for your show. I really enjoy it.
Sure, man. What's up?
I just flunked my over 50 physical. I'm almost 52, and I'm just now getting around to it. PSA count came a little bit elevated.
What was it?
And I've got 5.45.
Okay.
And I've got a white blood cell count in my urinalysis. It was 6. I don't know how to read it. It's 16/HPF.
That's okay.
I guess my question is, what are the chances of this being cancer? The doctor put me on Cipro so to rule out any type of prostate infection, and then he's going to, just so he can rule that out.
Yeah.
I guess so my three main questions are, what do you think about those numbers, number one? Number two, what's your experience with Cipro? Any feedback from people you know? And number three is I've got 12 amalgam fillings in my mouth, and I was wondering if you think that is, bad for my health.
Okay. First thing is, could it be an infection? Yes. First, I need to know this, though. When's the last time? This is your over 50 physical, but did you have one every year?
I no, this is my first time. I haven't had a complete physical
in like
ever, I don't think.
Okay. So you're just now having a wake up call. Hey, it's time to really take care of my health. I need to monitor this stuff and all that. All right. So, well, here's the thing. The PSA test is really important test, obviously, and when it's over 4, there is an indication potential for cancer. But there's also, you don't have to, I wouldn't jump there yet. You know, the white blood cell count being up a little bit, it's something to consider. Cipro, don't worry about it. You'll recover. Do the Cipro for as many days as they have you on. Take probiotics for the same amount of days when you're done, and that should counteract and keep you okay from your digestive tract. Don't worry about the Cipro. I wouldn't even freak out over that at all. But, you know, as far as the PSA and just the overall process with it, I would just really keep tabs on it and stay close with your doctor. There's a lot of natural things you can do for the PSA blood test, but really get down to this infection. Once they figure that out, that's going to be the key. Eating avocados, salt, palmetto, zinc, there are a lot of natural things you can do to support your prostate function, but stay in touch with your doc on that. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.